Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into a really evocative piece called Thanksgiving's Embrace, A Return to Family and Feast.
Mm-hmm.
And right off the bat, this source just captures that, you know, that specific feeling of anticipation, that butterflies in my belly feeling, but also the promise of comforting yummies.
It sets a scene of homecoming, doesn't it? Even before the meal starts.
It really does. And what's quite striking, I think, is how this source digs deeper than just sort of listing Thanksgiving traditions.
Right.
It gets into the personal, emotional stuff underneath, what return actually means. Not just showing up, but really reconnecting with feelings, with long-held comforts.
Okay, so let's unpack that a bit. How does it build that feeling? The feast itself is obviously huge for Thanksgiving.
Of course.
And the description is so sensory. Turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, sweet potatoes, it goes on, and pumpkin pie. And then this simple line, my plate is beautiful.
It's lovely, yeah. But the detail that really jumped out at me was her mac and cheese is heavenly. You can almost taste it, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. And that focus on one specific dish, that heavenly mac and cheese, it tells you something important, I think.
Like what?
Well, food here isn't just, you know, fuel. It's like a trigger. For memory, for continuity, especially when it mentions dishes they haven't been visited by in many years. That suggests the meal is like a bridge back to the past.
A bridge. I like that.
Yeah, rediscovering those specific tastes, it makes it more than just eating. It's like re-engaging with your own history, your own connections.
And those connections aren't just about food, right? The family interactions are key, too.
Definitely.
There's that bit about the family member arriving so late, but also being described as different. Like me.
Yes. And then that line.
Her tardiness is mocked with love. What does that tell us? That specific phrasing.
Oh, it's incredibly revealing, isn't it? Mocked with love. That speaks volumes about the kind of intimacy in this family. It's like a shared language where a little teasing isn't criticism. It's actually affection.
Hmm.
Acceptance.
Yeah.
It signals that they really embrace everyone's quirks, you know.
So being different is okay, even celebrated.
Exactly. Her arrival, even though late, is still a celebration. It shows how safety and maybe even a little vulnerability can exist together in these close family units.
That feeling of return keeps building, too, with the traditions.
Right.
The narrator says, "This day was foreign in my home. Welcome back, old friend." That really captures rediscovering something familiar after it's been gone a while.
Mm-hmm. A powerful sentiment.
And then you get those classic Thanksgiving scenes, the parade on television, the Rockettes, and the marching bands. It feels almost childlike.
It does, that sense of wonder. And then there's the football to annoy you-know-who.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because these rituals, the parade, the football, they might seem like just background noise.
Right.
But they're not. They're anchors, aren't they? Grounding the day in something reliable, something nostalgic.
Yeah, comforting routines.
But then the source shifts. Adds this really quite poignant layer with the dogs.
Oh, yeah.
Who are happy to pick up the pieces. And it clarifies, not only off our plates, but our broken lives, too. That's quite profound.
It really is. And that line that follows, they were here when the turkey wasn't? Wow. That just hit me.
Me too.
What does that simple observation add? How does it deepen that whole Thanksgiving's embrace feeling?
Well, it's incredibly powerful because it's so understated, right?
Yeah.
It highlights that unconditional presence pets offer.
Steadfast.
Exactly. Steadfast. Especially when maybe human connections or even the big family gathering itself might have been missing or broken.
Mm-hmm.
It points to this quiet, consistent kind of healing, a non-judgmental comfort that may be different from complex human stuff. The dogs are just there, constant companions through the leaner times, you could say.
Always ready to offer support, quietly.
Precisely.
So this deep dive, it really shows how Thanksgiving, or at least this Thanksgiving, is so much more than food and parades. It's a rich look at connection, acceptance, finding comfort in tradition, and the strength we get from both people and, well, pets during these moments of return and healing.
Well put. It makes you think, doesn't it? Considering how this deep dive reveals all those layers in just returning to a familiar tradition, it prompts a question for you listening.
Yeah.
What personal old friends, be there rituals, places, maybe even quiet companions, or what comforting embraces in your own life hold the most unexpected significance or healing for you? Something to maybe reflect on.